Well, that's a really good idea. Which is in the safe. But how do we do that? Well, I'm going to say, I saw our friends across the way. They have a representative of their congregation, and they have a senate and a council. They have a president, the CEO, and they meet in Buffalo. They distribute these funds to Africans. That sounds good. Anything we do must be done according to the order of God Almighty, whatever we say, think, or believe, must be directed by the mind of God that we find in the Bible. It is His inspiration. It's important. It's extremely important. Because in the book of Revelation, it says, if you add two of these things, you'll add parties. Well, He's the same God in the rest of this question. And it's not like that He is playing dice or roughshod over His creation. He just simply has the plans to do, and we know so very little of it. So it boils down to this. Why do we do it? Because He said so. Because it's all over us like a little kid sitting in a slip out now. We know that it's Jesus, we know that it's God, we know that it's the Holy Spirit. When we obey, we know the Bible is right. We know once we have to obey, in Acts 5:32, we have received a present. Acts 2:38 as well, a gift, the Holy Spirit. And thus we are to make a walking relationship with Jesus Christ. Now back to what I said earlier about the organization. Well, to be baptized, we find in Acts 2:38 what we're to do to touch that being blood to receive the Holy Spirit. It is just as important when we begin to organize the local congregation that we're really having an excellent segue into this next segment in terms of working together. Two former versus elders. One of the earliest departures from the New Testament was in church organization, as it will allow. And I'm sorry, Billy and Chrissy, I'm already just a little bit of history for a few minutes. I really enjoyed theirs this morning. So we see a modern day apostles, whether it's a new church centered around Jesus, when they get organized in the wrong kind of way. But they are apostate as well. And this especially takes place when we see people change the purpose of the work of the church is to praise God and evangelize and edify. We're to take the gospel to the world. Some people say, well, that was just done in that situation back then, and we did it. It taught them to do it, and we're to follow that same example. We see in the New Testament, it talks about following the disciples of God. So we see we're to follow the examples of the apostles, of taking the gospel to the world. So we organize. Well, how do we do that? Well, elders oversee the local congregation. We've been talking about two before versus elders. What do you mean with two before verses ever? Chaos, randomness, just a pile of wood laying there without any direction, without any plan, without any blueprint. So when we see when the church organizes, it is because God said so, and He always has a good reason for it. And we're going to talk about those things as we go. Acts 14:23, and when they had ordained elders, notice it says plural, and I don't think we ever see a church with an elder. Now let's not bring scenarios and what ifs into a discussion like this. Well, what if you had a congregation and the tempest wiped half of them out and only had one elder left? How would you deal with a situation like that? But I don't think we just put them on the car and run them out of town on the way. But when we have the right conditions set up, we are looking plurality, more than one elder. Acts 14:23, and when they had ordained them elders, plural, in every church, not one church, not five churches, not just the town churches, not somebody circumcised or out in the country, it was every church. And they prayed, asked God, sought His will, and we prayed, He already knows what we need, we are submitting to Him fully when we're praying to God. And how else did they go about it? With fasting. You know, one of the first things when you talk about fasting today, you have to look at me and run, and macro, as we call it, and say, you want us to make a fast. Well, maybe we do, but it's not to lose weight. Exercise takes care of the body size. Fasting changes the mind. So they were seeking with prayer. They were looking at God's will. They were abiding by His will. And they were changing their attitude. They were in total submission to God. That's how we're going to be now. We hear several people mention the Laodicea statement. I didn't want to do it this morning. The Laodicea statement in church. We sit down around and lament that in private. We think, look at this nation. Think how bad this is. What can we do about it? This isn't there that we can do about it. I can't be an elder. I can't be a part of that organization because I'm not married and I don't have children. But those of you who are qualified or could be qualified, and I thank Ron and Brother Edward and Brother Wayne, and I thank your elders, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is how we get organized when we begin to do the work of the Lord, one church working with another individual or even another church. They commended them unto the Lord on whom they believed. Titus 1:5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting. How did they deal with the things that are wanting? And ordained elders in every city, as I have appointed thee. I heard a good man, he's not here today, say one time, that, well, nobody in the modern age wants to be thought of as taking on that much pride after trying to help somebody take it well. I never took it. Can I pick on you? I never took you as a bad person, and I don't mean to embarrass you in front of y'all. But He loves the Lord. Did you see the tears coming down His face this morning as He was moved with all the Spirit? And I've seen my Brother Daniel, I've seen tears come out of him. They do it because they love it. I can't remember it, but I would have been as Lord you do. Because we want to leave this Laodicean state. We're to be a part of a congregation. That way our behavior is subject to the oversight of eldership, even if we are circuit riders as such. And we have monthly appointments, Wednesday night appointments, Sunday night appointments. We still need to be a member of a local congregation. And, you know, I don't want to pick on me or nobody, but we've got used to this idea of leaders. And nowhere in the Bible do I say God said organized leaders. Well, the church, you know, we're going to look at the qualification builders and then it says, if he desired office. So we're in an undesirable state of the church. But nevertheless, it is so sanctioned because God is not going to force anyone to be an elder if they don't want to be. But that would be a certain good way to get out of this way out of the state that we lament on a worldwide basis. Okay, we say many Greek terms. We say elder, presbyteros. That's where we get the word presbyterian. But it's elder. We say bishop. Episcopos, it means the same thing. Pastor means the same thing. Acts 20:17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called, plural now, elders of the church. Verse 28, Acts 20. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. 1 Peter 5:1. The elders which are among you exhort, who am also an elder.
Peter, you say, well, I can't be an elder. Think of what I've done in the past. I'm going to be pastor way later. I look at Paul, how he acted, and they look at Paul and pray to believe that they were serious about Jesus and not going to kill those people. Whoever denied that Christ spoke to him, Peter cursed and swore that he didn't know the man. And what you say right here, he was an apostle and an elder. So don't let the past wolf you down if you're on your way to being qualified for an elder, because I would exhort you to be.
Well, I exhort you because the Bible does. Who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a protector of the Lord that shall be revealed.
1 Peter 5.
Feed the flock of God.
Big steak dinner? Well, I don't know, but it's not there.
Which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. Not by constraint,
not because somebody's got a gun on you or you're painted in a corner,
but willingly, because you want to, desiring the softness. That's why we've done that. That many people interested. So they might kind of feel like it's a good idea in the back of their mind, but they haven't took that final step.
Yeah, if you are a bond, they want to first tell you, you take the office. There's going to be a lot of criticism, but you ain't seen any stuff done yet. It's a lot to many of us. And I'm not under his eldership, but I still respect him. It's on a local basis.
Not for filthy lucre, not for money. And elders can be supported.
We say locating preachers in the denominational world, but an elder can be supported by his local congregation.
But of a ready mind, and the Greek word for pastor was poimen. We note from Easton's Bible Dictionary, it says, not three distinct offices, but different ways describing men and their work. So a presbyter or a pastor or a shepherd is called the same thing.
That's a big one. The Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, they get hung up and say it's two different things. No, it's not. It's the same thing. We can get into the Greek words and do a comparison, but
nevertheless, elders were appointed only after meeting stringent qualifications. So why would we willy-nilly, I can sort of lead a little bit, but I'm not an aged, experienced person. And I've never had the privilege of being married with children, and that's how you prove yourself. That's how you deal with your family in leading the church. And a couple with extrinsic qualifications. Turn to 1 Timothy 3:1, and we won't read both sections on this. We'll just read from Timothy, we won't go to Titus. 1 Timothy 3:1. This is a true saying. If, provided it's up to you, if you don't do this, I'll let you exist like you are, you can exist as Laodiceans. Not be as the Philadelphians were, but I'm just saying it's a reflection. If a man desired the office of bishop, elder, shepherd, it's the same thing. He desireth a good work. A bishop then, verse 2, must be. That settles it. Must be. That's what he must do. This is our road to organization of the local body of Christ. Blameless. Don't think he never did sin. You don't look at what Paul did, what Peter did. That's just how he see man in his walk. This is walk. This is blameless. Upon life. Vigilant. Sober. Good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, No striker, not greedy of filthy liquor, but patient, not brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well in his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. A man know not how to rule his own house. How shall he take care of the church of God? A novice, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and snare of the devil. Again, it said, must be.
Well, I feel like this is a pretty good guy.
Well, he don't have kids, and he don't have a wife, and he doesn't know himself. Must be. So we must stringently apply what the Lord has had inspired for us to do.
Husband of one to wife,
with thankful children, in every congregation, a plurality of elders. I'm not talking about scenarios, one that may die. Churches are going to leave. There's young people coming in, there's old people not having birthdays anymore, and they've gone on to glory. There's new elders, and elders that have more than 29 birthdays. It's a good way to say it. There were elders in every church. The church in Jerusalem had elders. The church at Ephesus had elders. Look at 20 and 17 of Acts. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. There were to be elders in every city. Now, long and on the coast. And I don't know what was in there. Like, just simply put, we're going to organize the Lord's church. We're going to do it with councils. We're going to do it with saints. We're going to do it with institutions. Institutions are okay. Colleges, private Christian schools. That's an institution. It's a business. That's fine. Wonderful. But they're not churches. And when we organize, it is a local congregation. Could the local congregation say it? Well, we see where they were helping the poor saints. They helped Paul. Churches work together. The churches in Randolph County work together to schedule summer fellowship meetings. But there is no council. There is no voting. It is just simply they got together and agreed, and it was mutual agreement. When we depart from the New Testament pattern, I'm only going to study from the book, not the teaching. But since we're teaching, we're not trying to have alcohol with, you know, people baptized in Christians and things like that. We're not doing that. We're teaching. So we look at the eternal kingdom by Matthew. When we leave the Bible pattern, Christianity, I'm sorry. Page 108. Departure and organization. The idea of leadership became the congregation autonomous. Page 108. One of the most striking departures from apostolic practice and teaching was the rise of the monarchical episcopate. This refers to the congregational rule by one man, as a distinction arose between the term bishop and presbyter. Remember, I said they are the same thing. But man made a distinction. Some other churches came to be ruled by one bishop. Notice the Bible said elders, meaning bishops, more than one. With a group of presbyters and deacons, and we didn't go on and talk about deacons. That is part of the organization of the church.
under him. Ignatius of Antioch was the champion of this departure. One by one, the church has adopted the practice. Rome seems to have been one of the last to acquire a monarchical bishop. The rise of such bishops was an early process, but not as early as the New Testament. All scholars, Roman Catholic, Protestant, liberal, agree that in the New Testament there is only one, only a dual order, bishops and deacons. The distinction between bishops and presbyters was the first change in organization. Page 109. For another 100 years, there was no authority above the monarchical bishop, and he had no authority outside of one local congregation. The office of elder was continued, but the eldership was subordinate, and here we go, to the bishop. Generally, the congregation had a voice in determining who the bishop should be. Jerome tells us that in the church at Alexandria, until 233 A.D., the presbyters always chose one of their own and styled him bishop. One more small paragraph. We could go for a couple of days on the subject. Come on. After the year 150, synods began to be called. The large city bishops were the men of the greatest influence, and in these meetings their prominence was increased. It was not long before the city bishops began to oversee the work of the country bishops, who in turn began to disappear. Church organization. I saw secular history and people of the Sunday school persuasion and people of the Romanist persuasion and so-called Protestants had to say about the subject. But what the Bible says is fine. And it's not because God is despotic. He has a reason. Again, we will then lay out the same statement that we see about us. We'll not be able to deal with the United States at large. It has made its own choice. We see all this gagging, lesbian. We see evolution. We see all these problems. The United States lies out of it of the Lord. What you and I can do is make our local congregations stronger. We need a bishop, an eldership as such, and after that we can begin to work on the deacons. But this will make our local congregations stronger. When you see it talk about Lucas and James, it talks about call for the elders of the church, let them anoint you the Lord. Not the one that you already want to do anything, I don't know what that part of that. But it tells you in the next verse, it's just simply a matter of faith, as a prayer of faith. Faith is what will save us. So, it's like water baptism. Water didn't do anything, but submitting to God did everything. The blood is involved in water. You know, you go with elders anointing. They do it with oil. Why? Because God said so. Oh, there's healing agents, no doubt. But it's, you know, you see a miracle in prayer. All might have something to do with it, but by and large, obedience is the idea. And churches work together. Not through a council, not through the Senate, not sending a bishop to an outside of each congregation, a group of bishops, and one bishop rather than another. Not even believers can do that. It's just simply we see Paul working the churches, and churches working the Paul. That's all I have to say about the preaching.